Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to True Crime Sleep Stories, where we weave tales of mystery, intrigue, and the unexplained to help you drift into a peaceful slumber. Tonight's episode dives into one of the internet's most bizarre and enduring urban legends, the conspiracy theory that country music superstar Garth Brooks harbors a deadly secret. What started as a comedian's offhand joke has spiraled into a viral phenomenon, complete with tour date mappings, hidden clues in lyrics, and fans holding signs at concerts demanding answers. Is there truth buried beneath the cowboy hat, or is it all just dark comedy? Settle in, dim the lights, and let the story unfold. We'll take a quick break for our sponsors now, and then we'll be right back with your uninterrupted episode.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And now, relax as we begin. In the heart of America, where the bright lights of stadiums pierce the night sky and crowds roar in unison, there exists a shadow, a whisper that has echoed across the internet for years. Garth Brooks, the beloved king of country music, the man with the warm smile and thunderous voice, the artist who sold more records in the 1990s than anyone except the Beatles. But what if beneath that wholesome exterior lurked something far darker? It all began innocently enough in late 2018. Comedian Tom Segura, co-host of the wildly popular podcast Your Mom's House with his wife Christina Pazitsky, was scrolling through social media when he stumbled upon a video. Garth Brooks, announcing his massive stadium tour, stared into the camera with an intense grin. "Let's get physical playing music," he said, his eyes gleaming. "Ooh, I like that." Segura paused the clip. Something about that smile, the way it lingered, unblinking, struck him as off. On the podcast episode that aired November 28th with guest Fahim Anwar, Segura joked, "This guy looks like a serial killer. He's probably got 200 or 300 bodies stacked in graves in his yard." It was a throwaway line meant to poke fun at Brooks's sometimes awkward, overly earnest online persona. The co-hosts laughed, the moment passed, and no one thought much of it. But the internet had other plans. Fans of the podcast latched onto the bit. Soon, every Garth Brooks Instagram post, whether a heartfelt thank you to fans or a simple tour update, was flooded with comments. "Where are the bodies, G?" It became a copypasta, a viral chant. Segura leaned into it on future episodes, dissecting more of Brooks's videos, his emotional speeches, his tendency to tear up on stage. "He's thinking about all the bodies," Segura would deadpan. The joke snowballed. By 2019, it had escaped the podcast bubble. Fans started showing up at Brooks concerts with homemade signs, bold letters reading, "Where are the bodies, G?" One particularly bold attendee flipped their sign on camera during a show, catching a fleeting glimpse on the Jumbotron before security cut away. Photos circulated online, crowds of 80,000 cheering, and there, in the sea of cowboy hats, a lone sign demanding answers. Segura himself was stunned by how far it spread. In interviews, he recounted hearing from sources close to Brooks's camp that the singer was aware of the meme. When asked if Brooks hated him, the response was, "Garth doesn't hate anyone." Segura quipped, "That's exactly what a serial killer would say." Eventually, Brooks blocked Segura on Instagram, a move that only fueled the fire. Why block a comedian over a joke unless there was something to hide? But the theory didn't stay purely humorous for long. Enter the armchair detectives. Online sleuths began cross-referencing Brooks' exhaustive tour schedules with missing persons reports. Brooks wasn't just popular. He was prolific. His world tour from 1993 to 1998 hit hundreds of cities, selling out arenas night after night. Massive crowds, transient fans, strangers converging in one place. The perfect storm for coincidence or cover. The evidence they uncovered was chilling in its patterns, or so they claimed. Take Indianapolis, 1993. During Brooks's sold-out run at Market Square Arena, a young woman vanished while walking home from a bar just blocks away. No trace, no suspects. Conspiracy forums lit up. She was a fan, perhaps lured with promises of backstage access. Then Chicago, same year. Brooks played multiple consecutive nights at the Rosemont Horizon, now called the Allstate Arena. In that very week, three unrelated women disappeared in the area. A cluster, theorists said. Too many for coincidence when more than 20,000 strangers flood a city. Whispers extended backward, too. Early 1990s, near Oklahoma State University, where Brooks attended college on a track scholarship. Vague reports of disappearances in the area during his time there. Then Nashville, as he rose to fame. More shadows. And the land, one of Brooks's first big purchases after hitting it big, hundreds of acres of rural property in Oklahoma. Isolated, private, perfect for, well, you know what the forums say. Friends in low places, indeed. Perhaps a lyric with double meaning. Logistics made it plausible, in the darkest corners of imagination. Touring life is chaotic. Private buses, crews loading in and out at odd hours, rest stops on endless highways. A star could slip away unnoticed. Later, during his Vegas residency, access to a private jet. Quick escapes, no commercial security checks. Some claimed spikes in unsolved cases during those years. Then there's Chris Gaines. In 1999, at the height of his fame, Brooks did something inexplicable. He invented an alter ego. Chris Gaines, a brooding Australian rock star with dark hair, a soul patch, and eyeliner. A full album titled In the Life of Chris Gaines. There was a planned movie. It bombed spectacularly, confusing fans who wanted cowboy hats, not goth vibes. But to conspiracy enthusiasts, it was a confession. Gaines as the dark side, the killer persona Brooks could channel to get something off his chest. A split personality, hiding in plain sight. Brooks has teased reviving Gaines multiple times over the years. But why would he revisit a failure unless it holds deeper meaning? Lyrics became clues. Thunder rolls. A song about a cheating husband returning in a storm implied violence. Unanswered prayers, regrets, lost souls. Even friends in low places twisted into something sinister. Podcasts dissected it all. TikToks mapped tours over missing persons' databases. Books were pitched. Segura himself was offered one about a country star serial killer. He turned it down, but admitted excitement. The meme evolved into pseudo-true crime. Yet Brooks remained silent. No public acknowledgement, just quiet blocks on social media and continued sold-out shows. His team ignored it. Law enforcement? Crickets. No investigations, no accusations from authorities. Or is that what they want you to believe? In the stillness of the night, questions linger. Coincidences, yes, but how many before the pattern feels too neat? A joke that grew too big, too persistent. Signs at concerts, comments that never stop. A smile that doesn't quite reach the eyes in certain lights. And those acres of empty land under Oklahoma stars. Those thunderous crowds night after night, city after city. The alter ego buried but never quite dead. Where are the bodies, G? As sleep pulls at you, let the doubts drift like smoke from a distant stage light. Wonder, just for a moment, what secrets a voice like thunder might hide? What prayers go unanswered in the dark? Good night. Sleep well. And if you wake to the sound of a guitar in the distance, listen closely. It might just be Chris Gaines.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.